best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM WMIE. Lord, make me
an instrument. We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting MerrittAssembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, today's modern worship. And I pray that you won't put worship off until tomorrow, but you will worship him today as well. So we want to start off today by saying thank you to the folks at Wyrick Air. There you are in Rockledge, Florida, where they have been providing professional sales services and repairs throughout the entirety of Brevard County for over 40 years. They deal with air conditioning problems, heating issues, and electrical fields as well. They work in residential settings and commercial settings. They provide emergency service when necessary. They work on package units. They work on traditional air handlers and condensing units. They work on mini split systems. They are pretty much, you know, are able to do just about whatever needs to be done to get your air conditioning up and running. I know that the temperatures are, you know, relatively mild this time of year. We don't want to let anybody in the other parts of the country know about the weather that we experience in these beautiful times of the year because they might move down here. Later on this summer, that heat's going to kick in and you're going to want to make sure that you're set up for a cool house, even when the temperature outside is less than pleasant. Write the phone number down for the folks at Wyrick Air. That number is 321-632-9538. 321-632-9538. They strive to provide you with the best service possible and an affordable price. So write that number down so you can call them when an issue arises. 321-632-9538. Yesterday we were talking about Acts chapter 2 and verse number 42 about being devoted to Jesus and making our Christian journey just more than reading devotions or going to church whenever it's convenient. We want to be devoted steadfastly, stubbornly to Jesus. And that was one of the key elements in the growth of the early church. So today we're going to go back to that same passage of scripture, and we're going to look at the other aspects, because when you look at verse number 42 of Acts chapter 2, it says, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers." In other words, there are many aspects of early church activity, and they were stubbornly devoted to each and every one of those. And so yesterday we talked about, we got to be devoted to Jesus. Jesus is my most important relationship. My wife is my second most important relationship. My family is my third most important relationship. And ministry is my fourth most important. So that's where things are in my priority list. And so there's nothing that I could face that would want me to give up on Jesus. In one of my prayer encounters, one time God said, "You know, I've been very good to you." And I said, "Yes, sir, you have. He said, I've been better to you than you could have ever been to yourself. And I said, yes, sir, you have. He said, I've taken you places that you never would have seen on your own. And I said, yes, sir, that is true. Living a devoted life to Jesus is a life, it's not challenge-free, but it is a life free from regrets. There, when you are devoted to Jesus, all of a sudden the temptations, when weighed against the blessings of being devoted to Christ, temptation's going to lose that comparison each and every time. So the second thing that I want to share with you today is in verse number 42, and it says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. The question I have for you today is this: are you stubbornly devoted to the Word of God? Because the early church was stubbornly devoted to the doctrine or the teaching. They were devoted to the act of being taught and to the eternal content of the Word of God that they were being taught. So I've been very transparent here on the radio program that when I see things posted on social media and it talks about people new to the area or families that are new to the area, and they said, hey, I'm looking for a church. I don't really care what the doctrine is. I just want them to make sure that they have program A, B, C, D, E, F, G, or H, I, J, K, whatever program it is. And that's a little bit of a challenge for me, because I think doctrine is very important. You can meet some really wonderful people that have some really bad doctrine and end up messing up your family really, really well. I want you to be a miserable failure at messing up your family. I want you to be really, really good at being a spouse. I want you to be phenomenal at being an employee or an employer. I want you to be exceptional as a parent. I want you to be blessed financially. I want you to thrive in the spirit realm as well as in the physical realm. And that means that we have got to be as devoted to God's Word as God is. And the Scripture says that He has exalted His Word and His name above all else. God stands by His Word. He's devoted to His Word. Jesus said, I came to fulfill all the law and the prophets. He said the Word of God would endure forever. Not one jot, not one tittle would ever pass away. That's how committed God is to His Word. Now, in the early church, there is a spiritual earthquake that is taking place in Acts chapter 2. There is this seismic shift that is going on, and that is that all of those prophecies that people had been looking forward to for hundreds of years or thousands of years to being fulfilled, to saying, you know what? Jesus just came and fulfilled all of those things, and He sent us the Holy Spirit who would guide us into all truth. So there's this journey. The church has gone from 11 to 120 to over 3,000 in one day. All of a sudden, this is not just a local thing, it's a global thing, because there were people who had come from all over the world. There were people who were Parthians, who were Medes, who were Elamites. There were people who were living in Mesopotamia, people who were living in Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus in Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya adjoining Cyrene. There were people there from Rome, Cretans, and Arabs. All of those people had come from all over the world for such a celebration, and the Holy Spirit said, have I got an experience for you? And so there was a hunger for the Word of God to be taught. This instruction was not just given to pastors, but it was shared with every one of those who were embarking on the journey of making a public profession of faith in the Lord Jesus. So on Wednesday nights, we're teaching biblical truth. We're teaching doctrine. For most of my ministry, I have encouraged people to read their Bible and to pray. And we've had Sunday school. I preach the word. We've expected to see signs and wonders. And so in 2022, God gave me my word for the year, and that was discipleship. And so we embarked on that journey. And the reason that he said that was because when people are grounded in the word, you're going to see signs and wonders that take place. I thoroughly believe that. Where people will have this mindset that they're not ill-equipped, that when the Holy Spirit is dwelling in them, God the Holy Spirit is dwelling in them, that he can give them the words to say at any given point in time that will touch a person's heart and a person's life. So doctrine is not a bad word. Doctrine is a phenomenal thing. You know what would be really bad? If God said, you know what, I want you to live a successful life, but I'm not going to teach you anything. I'm just going to stand back here, cross my arms, not say a word. I'm just going to watch and see how well you do on your own. That would be neglect. That would be abuse. Instead, God, as a heavenly Father, teaches us as his children how to successfully thrive in the family business, and that is, we are in the redemption business. We're in the business of taking the good news of Jesus Christ to every man, woman, and child that will make themselves available to hearing about Jesus. And so that is what our assignment is. Our assignment is to devote ourselves to A, being taught, so that B, we can be teachers. You know, so Paul could say, follow me as I follow Christ. The Bible is filled with admonitions to teach, to learn, to be taught, to hear. There is a great deal of emphasis on being taught, you know, proper doctrine. And I will tell you this: there was false doctrine that was being preached when these epistles in the New Testament were being written. So doctrine was very important in the early church, and I can tell you this, there's not less false doctrine in 2023 than there was in the early church. There's more false doctrine. How much more do we need to be grounded in God's word so that we are taught how we're supposed to live, how we're supposed to serve, you know, how we're supposed to be devoted, you know, who is God, you know, there's all sorts of hard questions. People have hard questions. And I want you to understand that God is not intimidated by any man or any man's questions. So there are people who have anecdotal things. Well, why did this bad thing happen to me? I recently heard about someone, they, in all honesty, 2022 was a horribly painful year for them. And the first thing was they wanted to blame God. They wanted to blame God. And, I don't know this person that well, but I can tell you this. The devil jumps up and down and shouts for joy whenever God gets blamed for the devil's things the devil's done. So, I have siblings. I don't know if you've ever had siblings, but one of the worst things when you're a sibling is one of your siblings does something and you're the one that gets in trouble for it. You're the one that gets blamed for it. And so I want to help you to understand God is good, the devil is bad. Never forget that. God is good, the devil is bad. That you and I, our goal is not to live forever on this earth in this frail, corruptible, mortal body. That's not my goal. My goal is to live as long as I have to fulfill the purpose of God in this life and then to be promoted into his presence, either by rapture or by transformation through death. I would prefer rapture, but that is not up for me to decide. God has numbered my days. He's numbered your days. And we need to honor him in each of those days. We need to work while it is day, because a night's coming when no man can work. We need to be teaching others the things that we have learned. Did you know that teaching others the things that you know about God and about God's word does not make you poorer, it makes you richer. You are able to share knowledge and experience, and it doesn't cost you a thing, but it can benefit you greatly. When you share those principles, those life experiences that you've had, when you share the word of God with your family, that pays dividends for generations. The Bible talks about the ungodly, that the consequences of their sin, that can be passed down to the third or the fourth generation, but the benefits of godliness can permeate to 1,000 generations. And when you begin looking at, a generation could have been as much as 40 years, that's 40,000 years. What that is saying is if you and I will pay attention to the things God teaches us in this book, that our family could experience the blessing of God from the earliest of time to the final days before the Lord's return. That's what I want. That's what I want. Beth Moore has, when she shares about her testimony, she was signed up for a class, and I don't remember if it was college class, if it was a Bible school, or what it was, but she had driven to this class. It may have been a Sunday school class, and the person who was teaching was so passionate about the Word of God that what she says is after that class that she went out to her car and said, God, I want to be as passionate about your word as that person is. I want to be as devoted to God's word as I can be. Doctrine was taught by people who had been with Jesus and had been taught by Jesus, and they were guided by God the Holy Spirit. I tell you what doctrine is not. Doctrine is not opinion. Doctrine is not what is the most popular philosophy in America right now. Doctrine is not the traditions of men. Doctrine is the eternal Word of God. Everything in all of creation is subject to what God has to say about it. So when doctrine conflicts with the social norms of the day, I'm going to default to the Word of God. I'm going to be devoted to the Word of God. I'm going to be committed to the Word of God. I'm going to be stubborn for the Word of God. Society can redefine morality. They can redefine behavior. They can try and redefine every thing that is inconvenient for them. But man's opinion will never be elevated to the status of doctrine. If there is a conflict between what I believe and the Word of God, my belief system must adapt to the Word, not the Word adapt to my belief system. Excuse me. Oh, swallowed a little bit wrong there. Are we stubbornly devoted to God's Word? Are we committed to God's Word, not just on Sundays, but every day? Or are we committed to our emotions? There are literally entire denominations that are no longer devoted to God's Word. They are devoted to popular opinion. There are people who are more infatuated by the latest craze that may be taking place instead of being devoted to God's Word. Are you and I going to hold on to the anchor of God's Word, or are we going to drift as double-minded and unstable people? Are we devoted to hearing God's Word? Because the early church was devoted to hearing God's Word on a daily basis. Are we devoted to learning God's Word? Because we need to learn it. Temptation loses its power when you know the truth of what God says. Are we devoted to living God's Word? And are we devoted to teaching God's Word? And so Paul treated Timothy like a son in the faith. And then Paul would write Timothy, entrust the things that I have taught you into the hands of faithful men. Put it into the hands of people who are just as committed, just as devoted as you are. So, I want to be devoted to the Word of God. And so when we meet together as a church, I share life applications of how the Word can impact your life. But please understand, the core, the essence of things that are shared are the Word of God, because it has the power to change lives. Let me just take you over to Hebrews chapter 4. It's one of my favorite passages of Scripture, and it says, in verse number 12, for the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So if you and I are stubbornly devoted to the Word of God, it is going to not just remain on the tangent of our lives, on the surface of our lives, but it is going to pierce us to our very core. It is not going to be a word that brings death. It is going to be a word that brings life. The word of God, when you are devoted to it, it is not going to be impotent. It is going to be powerful. It's not going to be dull. It is going to be sharper than a two-edged sword. It is going to impact your body. It is going to impact your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions. It is going to impact your spirit as well. The word of God has the ability to penetrate to the joints and the marrow. So when I'm praying and someone says, would you pray for me? I have a bad knee. I've got a problem in this part of my body. I've got a problem with my elbow or my wrist or my ankle or my vertebrae. I start praying, God, would you send forth your word right now and heal them in Jesus' name? And I know this, the word of God never returns void. It never returns without striking its mark. If you want to do a quick study on the word of God and being devoted to the word of God, read Psalm 119. Now, it might take you 2.5 days to read Psalm 119. I think it has like 170-some verses in it. But one of the things that you will find in reading that is that there is a lot that is said there about the precious word of God and what our attitude towards it should be. You know, I pray that when you tune into the Refresh Radio program, that you understand that it's the word that's going to make a difference in your life. And so I just encourage you, if you don't understand something, you need to have a conversation with the author of the book, because God knows what he said, meant what he said, and can explain it to you. And so I pray that in 2023, you will become a devoted partaker of the word of God. That you will read it, but you will also study it, you'll listen to it, you'll live it, and you will share it as much as you possibly can, because that's what the early church did. You know what you're not supposed to do with the word of God as a believer? You're not supposed to keep it to yourself. You and I are given a great responsibility, and that is the faith of the kingdom of God has been entrusted to the saints once and for all. What happens if the church takes a stand in 2023 and says, we are committed to the word of God in spite of what happens in our culture, in spite of what happens in our government, in spite of what happens around the globe? We're devoted to the word of God. We'll see you tomorrow. Right.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
The mountain stretching a mile high. Take a look at the ocean, far as your eye can see.
and think of me. Take a look at the desert.